Principle 13.8. Keep your strategic vision the same while making appropriate tactical changes as circumstances dictate. Bridgewater's values and strategic goals have been the same since the beginning: to produce excellent results, meaningful work, and meaningful relationships through radical truth and transparency. But its people, systems, and tools have changed over 40-plus years as we have grown from a one-person company to a 1,500-person organization, and they can continue to change while maintaining values and strategic goals as newer generations replace older ones. That can happen for organizations in much the same way as it happens for families and communities. To help nurture that, it is desirable to reinforce the traditions and reasons for them, as well as to make sure the values and strategic goals are imbued in the successive leaders and the population as a whole. A. Don't put the expedient ahead of the strategic. People often tell me they can't deal with the longer-term strategic issues because they have too many pressing issues they need to solve right away. But rushing into ad hoc solutions while kicking the proverbial can down the road is a path to slaughter. Effective managers pay attention both to imminent problems and to problems that haven't hit them yet. They constantly feel the tug of the strategic path because they worry about not getting to their ultimate goal, and they are determined to continue their process of discovery until they do. While they might not have the answer right away, and they might not be able to come up with it by themselves, through a combination of creativity and character, they eventually make all the necessary upward loops. B. Think about both the big picture and the granular details and understand the connections between them. Avoid fixating on irrelevant details. You have to determine what's important and what's unimportant at each level. For example, imagine you were designing a house. First, you need to start with the big picture. Your house will sit on a plot of land, and you have to think through where the water comes from, how the house gets hooked up to the power grid, and so on. Then, you need to decide how many rooms it will have, where the doors will go, where you need windows, and so on. When designing the plan, you need to think about all of these things and connect them, but that doesn't mean that you actually need to go out and pick the hinges for the door yourself. You just need to know that you'll need a door with hinges and how it fits into the bigger picture of the house.